a scheme that's been announced. It's part of the rescue package for the heritage sector announced by the Minister for Heritage and Electoral Reform, Malcolm Noonan. And the aim of the grant scheme is to support capital projects to improve access to heritage sites and also to aid in the management of, be it places, collections, objects or buildings. And the scheme also supports the purchase of essential equipment to support heritage as well.
And indeed, a lot of projects that were ongoing in the county in terms of heritage were stopped due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So this scheme will enable those works to get kick-started again.
That's right, yeah. I mean, during the lockdown, many people, you know, sought to explore the heritage in their own locality as well. So they engaged with the, be it the natural, the built, their cultural heritage in their local area. And that helped to improve their mood, it contributed to their well-being and was a source for learning. But of course, a lot of the works that were associated with a lot of the our heritage had to be put on hold, like a lot of other sectors in society. So this recovery now that's underway, that the government have announced, they've made $550,000 available through the Heritage Council for the Community Heritage Grant Scheme. So the grants themselves can be up to €15,000 awards, and it can cover up to 80% of the cost of a project. And the match funding can be by way of voluntary contributions or benefit in kind from communities as well. But it's just that the time frame is very tight for the projects. The application deadline is Tuesday, the 15th of September, and the projects must be completed by the 23rd of November. So there's a tight time frame in terms of turning around the projects. But again, there's a wide variety of projects that can be considered under the scheme itself. They can include projects relating to improving access to heritage sites. It might be a project around interpretation. It might be community-led surveys or heritage audits, the purchase of specialized equipment, the conservation of objects or collections, the preparation of conservation reports or conservation management plans, and then, of course, community-led building conservation works or conservation works to habitats or species as well. So it really covers a very broad range of natural, built and cultural heritage.